January is usually all about Sundance in Park City. The movies, the celebrities, and the crowds. Unfortunately, there won't be any of that this year thanks to COVID-19. The Sundance Institute had planned a scaled-back and semi-virtual festival only to cancel in-person film screenings at Park City's Ray Theater late last year due to COVID-19 health and safety reasons. With no in-person element to the festival in Park City this year, local businesses are looking at up to a 50% loss in revenue this month. That's according to Historic Park City Alliance Executive Director Allison Kulo.
So it is going to be a loss for us this year. It's something that, you know, many of the businesses think they can sustain and make it through for this year, but it's definitely going to be kind of a hard run and not adding to the ease of this winter. So, you know, we had originally anticipated seeing businesses down about 40% this winter. I think January, probably 50% or more, just with no Sundance this year.
Kulo says the brunt of the slump will likely be seen by local restaurants and bars. Park City is usually teeming with people during the festival, but COVID restrictions on capacity combined with lower numbers of visitors in town mean not much can be done to fill seats.
And so far in January, many of them are below where they were last year, but they feel like they're doing the best they can. With the reduction in capacity at restaurants and bars, there's just so many people you can seat. And so there's no way to do the math to be able to make up for kind of that loss of 50% of your customers every night.
Although not immune to the effects of no film festival, retail businesses might make out a little better than the service industry. Many downtown retail spaces are rented out for events during the festival. Although business owners are losing out on the rental income, they will have the opportunity to sell during a time they normally do not. However, Kulo says there are no current plans to attempt to replace Sundance in town. Instead, the business community is banking on increased skier visits and visitors from within driving distance to carry them through the winter.
At this point, I haven't heard of anyone doing, you know, something in kind of a replacement of Sundance. Our hope is that the ski traffic or the skier traffic, visitor traffic is increased this year during these weeks, hopefully to make up for that lost revenue.
The Historic Park City Alliance is also conducting a survey of local businesses this week to gauge interest in continuing 2020's successful car-free Sundays this year as well. The weekly day of no traffic on Main Street allowed shops, bars, and restaurants to move out into the street, increasing seating capacities and helping businesses hang on until life returns to normal. The 2021 Virtual Sundance Film Festival begins on January 28th and will run until February 3rd. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.